The Freedom From Religion Foundation, a national nonprofit organization based in Wisconsin, is pushing Camden County officials to remove religious symbols from the Camden County Courthouse. The group's purpose is to keep religious endorsements separate from government entities across the U.S. so that one religion is not excluded or favored over another. Colin McNamara, a legal fellow for the FFRF, says he was sent a complaint in October from someone who noticed two religious symbols in the courthouse while voting. The person complaining described a framed painting with a Bible verse hanging on the wall above the ballot box. The complaint also mentioned a 9/11 mural depicting a cross at Ground Zero with a firefighter and a young girl observing the scene. McNamara sent a letter to the county clerk asking they remove both the Bible verse and the mural from the courthouse. Camden County officials took down the Bible verse, but put more consideration into the mural. The county held a meeting to hear public opinions on the decision. Cody Harlow, associate pastor at First Baptist Church in Camdenton, just down the road from the courthouse, said he couldn't get into the meeting because there were so many people he couldn't find a parking spot.
You find that everyone's pretty much on the same page here, that there's no problem with this. Quit taking away our rights to run our local government the way that we want to.
Back at the Freedom From Religion Foundation, McNamara says that the Constitution applies the same everywhere. He says it's crucial that religious symbols be removed from government spaces and that the government remain neutral so that every citizen feels equal.
They all know that they go into that courthouse on equal footing, as equal citizens, and that they're all the same in the eyes of the law, and that their religious beliefs have nothing to do with how they will be treated by their government.
McNamara says he intends to send another letter in response to Camdenton officials that will once again urge them to remove the mural. For KSMU News, I'm Megan Burke.